is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
Continue with the Wintrust Community Banks Hour. By the way, whenever you hear Christian Chenoweth and a little snippet of Christian Chenoweth be the seventh caller, you'll win her CD, one of her CDs, Coming Home in particular, and qualify for tickets to the concert with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. One night only, Monday, June 20th. We'll give tickets away on Monday's show. So listen for Christian Chenoweth singing something you'll know, like, you know, it won't be a lot more than that.
A little better than that.
Yeah. Well, you would hope, right? At 8:41, the Senate race between Mark Kirk trying to hold on his seat and Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth is one of the most highly watched Senate races in the country. And Congresswoman Duckworth joins us now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you all?
I'm doing fine. Nice to talk to you again. It's been quite some time.
Yeah, a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I know. And you're always welcome here. So please have your staff stay in touch. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, this is a highly sought-after seat in the Senate. And just to give a little backstory here, what made you decide to take a run?
Well, you know, I hadn't been thinking about running, but the idea that I could get into the Senate and roll up my sleeves and get to work and on the issues that are of you know, great passion to me, veterans, hunger, manufacturing, and really get to work at it for a good 4 or 5 years before I have to run for re-election with something that is very appealing. I can really get to work.
So one of the main things is, and if, I think most people know this, but if you don't, the drag of being a member of the House is about 2 minutes after you get into your office, you have to start campaigning for the next term because that's the way it works. They're 2 year terms.
They're 2 year terms. I mean, we're getting work done, and I've been very proud of the work I've done in the House. Everything from getting the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Act passed to the True Talent Act. But at the end of the day, you know, when you become a senator, you get to be the subject matter expert on those things that you've chosen to focus your attention on. And one of the things I've been working on is manufacturing in Illinois and also education. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to get there and really get some work done.
So what do you feel in your time in the House, you know, has qualified you to take a step to run for Senate? How do you feel you're ready for that move, if, in fact, you even feel like it's a bump up?
Well, I'd like to build on the work I've done in the House, even though I'm right now a sophomore in the minority. I've actually passed legislation, which is not something a lot of folks can say. And having done that in a bipartisan way, whether it has to do with helping servicemen and women fight off predatory lenders or to work on issues that have to do with keeping manufacturing in Illinois, you know, I think it's built a good base for me to step forward, and I've had to work with members in the Senate to get that legislation passed because it has to pass both houses before it becomes law. And, you know, I think that we're ready to move on and do even more work.
Congresswoman, this is obviously one of the most heated U.S. Senate races in the country. It could flip, and then Democrats could take control, depending on how things go in November. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the issues. I mean, you and Senator Kirk vary quite drastically on many of the issues, trade policy, foreign policy, Gitmo, et cetera.
Right. Well, one of the biggest issues as I'm traveling the state that are so important to people across Illinois is actually education funding, the cost of education. And Mark Kirk and I could not be more different on this issue. I think that we should have more Pell Grants for kids so that they can go to school in the summertime. Pell Grants are not available in the summer. He actually voted against it. I proposed a piece of legislation called In the Red Act that would provide three things to help make school more affordable. One was the Pell Grants in the summertime. One, which is to allow students to refinance their student loan debt. You know, there's more student loan debt held in this country than credit card debt. That's a burden we're putting on the next generation that's simply not acceptable. Mark Kirk voted against allowing students to refinance student loan debt. And I worked very hard to try to make more community colleges affordable. Harper Community College in my district has the first program in the state that's going to provide free 2-year community college degree in manufacturing. I'm very proud of that. Mark Kirk called it a handout. There's one issue right there.
I'm not familiar with the Harper program. How is that being paid for?
It is being paid for through grants and also through manufacturers. We have quite a large number of manufacturers in Illinois. I don't think people realize how big a manufacturing state we are. And it's actually in conjunction with industry, because industry wants qualified people to come work in their factories, and they can't find enough people. So this two-year program, funded through just fundraising and philanthropic organizations and through industry, is providing a free two-year program for anybody who qualifies. You know, you have to pass the math test and the English test. While you're in the school, you're interning at the manufacturer, and at the end of the 2 years, you have a degree and a job.
Now, one of the things interesting about your race is that both of you have gone through tremendous physical challenges. He has his own. You obviously have your own. And you have served military well when you could have just gone home and taken care of yourself. And I think you ought to be lauded for that. But what is the primary difference you see going forward, which makes you more qualified to be Illinois' other senator?
Well, I think if you take a look at our track records, we have very different track records. Mark Kirk, for example, has been wrong on every issue of national security policy that he's ever been involved in. He was the co-author of the Iraq invasion resolution as a congressman. He was the lead. He was the guy going around telling people there were weapons of mass destruction. In 2007, he voted and opposed the surge that successfully helped make Iraq calmer back in 2007. And here's one, and this is where I opposed President Obama, but he supported the president on arming the Syrian rebels to the tune of $500 million that has been wasted. Those rebels are no longer fighting, and all of those American weapons that we gave them are now in the hands of groups like ISIS and other terrorist groups. So, you know, I think Mark Kirk has shown that in his lack of support for education funding, that he's not good for domestic policy, and now he's not good for foreign policy because he's been wrong on every issue of national security that he's been involved in.
Well, but as you know, you are subject to the same intelligence reports and briefings from the Pentagon and even from the White House, as well as Senate leadership, that Kirk would get. So how would you be able to tell the difference between the mistakes he may or may not have made?
Well, that's where I bring my actual combat experience to the table. And that's where I bring my personal experience. I voted against the arming of the Syrian rebels because I went in and looked and read every single piece of information that was available and concluded that there was no way we could verify who those rebels were. And that, you know, one of the questions I asked was, if you're going to give them American-made weapons, haven't you just committed yourself to providing them with American-caliber bullets? Because that's a different caliber than what is used in an AK-47. So I bring my military experience, actual combat experience, to the table when I question things. Mark Kirk doesn't do that. He just jumps on the bandwagon and starts beating the drum, and he's been wrong every time he's done that.
Oh, well, obviously, opinion. And in Afghanistan, we were all on board to some extent back in the day. Going forward, we've got a very scary scenario here in that we've got Donald Trump, who Kirk's spoken out against and says he won't support, who scares the hell out of me if he is actually commander-in-chief, and Hillary Clinton, who I assume you're supporting. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how do you feel about Hillary Clinton as commander-in-chief?
I think she's far more qualified to be commander-in-chief than Donald Trump is. And I think her experience as Secretary of State will serve us well, serve our nation well with her as commander-in-chief. But you're right, Donald Trump is absolutely not qualified to be commander-in-chief. And frankly, I don't think it's just about his personal professional experience, but his temperament. I don't want that man to be in charge of the nuclear button.
Yeah, I don't want him to be in charge of his car keys. But going forward, there is a concern and a real fatigue for families here about sending our young men and women back into harm's way in general. And obviously, you can't generalize too much on this issue because none of us know what's going to happen in 6 months or a year or 5 years. So in general, where are you on American involvement overseas?
Well, when the drums of war sound, it's families like mine that bleed first. And I will, look, if the war is the right war for us to get involved in for whatever reason, then I will be the first to volunteer. I've served 23 years. I'm retired. I don't know what we could do with a broken down old helicopter pilot. My husband is still serving. It's families like mine that serve first. And I would make sure that we ask the correct questions and that there's somebody there in the Senate, myself, standing there saying, wait a minute, you want to do what? And if it's truly the right thing for us to do, then we should do it. But it should be the absolute last resort. We should be looking at getting our allies into the mix, making sure that they are involved. We need to make sure that we are using diplomacy to the greatest extent possible, that we are using our intelligence sources. We don't foolhardily commit American troops, American men and women, and put them into harm's way on a lark. And I think that is what these warmongers are trying to do. You know, the folks in the military are the last people who want to go to war. But when it's time to go to war, we're ready to go. And I think that's what the American public wants in its leadership, you know, someone who's going to understand the true cost. And I understand the true cost of war, and I'm willing to pay the cost of war, as long as it is the right war that will defend and benefit the United States.
Do you have a campaign website you want to direct people to?
Tammy Duckworth, Tammy for Senate, is and Tammy for Illinois. So just Google my name, and it'll pop right up to the top.
All right, and Tammy for Senate, the campaign, so people understand, the campaign website and the congressional website are different things. They have to be run separately, so
right,
if you
yeah.
Google
Tammy
Duckworth. Tammy
for Illinois.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy for Illinois, got it. Yeah. All right, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
At Rep Duckworth is where you'll find her on social media.